So, welcome to episode 2. I know we've made it this far already. I'm going to cry. This is your host, Jorge. And the other host,
I'm Thomas.
And as I said, welcome to episode 2.
So, to start off, let's talk about the Super Bowl.
Oh my god, bro. Kansas City, complete trash. Oh my god.
So fucking washed.
Dude, Taylor Swift could not save them.
No. It was so bad. And I know we're late to this party, but the Kansas City Chiefs did so bad.
For real. Oh my god. I mean, good for Eagles fans, but I know whatever outcome it would have been, they still would have went crazy in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that Super Bowl was actually fun, despite
I had a good time. The blowout was unnecessary, but
yeah, definitely
I had a
like
good time watching.
Exactly, like the last 15 minutes was like kind of boring because it was just basically just the Eagles doing every emote possible. The fact that they poured the Gatorade on the coach so early.
Oh my god, with 3 minutes left on the clock.
That's evil.
Oh, it really was. It was so funny though. Like, just like everybody hyping up the Chiefs and like everyone being like, oh, the Eagles don't have
to
be three-peat, and then oh my god.
Dude, I cannot. Bro, I was so confident that the Chiefs were going to win. Because, for the record, I'm not, like, a big football guy. I don't think either of us are. But,
yeah.
I do know that the Chiefs won the last 2 Super Bowls. So, if they won this one, it would have been their 4th in a row. And they biffed it so bad. Patrick Mahomes did not give the coaches enough, intimate time. So yeah, that happened.
Yeah, and then of course the halftime show.
Oh yeah. I cannot believe the reception was like mixed on the halftime show.
I don't think it was mixed. I just think there was a loud minority.
True.
Like, well, no, you have a lot of you have a lot of moms on Facebook complaining about it. But,
oh, yeah.
No, I feel like Kendrick Lamar did the best concert he could have. He put on an amazing show, and I think people just don't appreciate it.
100%. Kendrick Lamar, that was just such a cool performance in general. I love the dances. Serena Williams doing
the crib walk.
That was insane. I think, like, I can kind of understand why people didn't like it. If you're like an older person, because you probably won't know who the hell Kendrick Lamar is. But
yeah, but at the same time, I don't think not knowing who Kendrick Lamar is
should warrant the hate.
Yeah, be racist on Twitter. It's
yeah, not... that's just insane. And I mean, yeah, that was a super good show. When Mustard showed up,
oh my god, we were popping off.
Yeah, I like how he couldn't say anything though, because he was the one that produced the beat.
Yeah, he literally was just like there.
Yeah,
didn't have a mic.
Now, I respect it, though.
This was a debate on Twitter. Do you think SZA was lip-syncing?
Oh, I don't know. I have to watch it again. But, I mean, what do you think? I didn't even know that was a debate.
Everybody was like, oh my god, she's lip-syncing. Like, is this how the concert's gonna be? But I don't think she was. She probably was. But me, personally, I couldn't tell a difference.
I have to ask, do a lot of artists lip sync when they're like performing at a concert, or
not usually. Like it, if it's a very like high like effort concert, there'll be like times where like they'll probably use a background track, but like they usually don't lip sync.
Yeah, I mean, it's so cringe to me if they do lip sync. In my opinion,
it is.
Yeah. I've seen videos where, like, sometimes the speakers or whatever will... Something will go wrong, and then the singer just suddenly, like, stops singing on the mic or whatever.
Moving on, we're talking about lip-syncing. The Grammys.
True.
Have you seen the video of Doechii responding to the lip sync allegations that she did at the Grammys?
So, before I answer that, first, I didn't really watch much of the Grammys. I watched some stuff, but not all of it. So, just to give that context. But, I do not believe Doechii lip synced that.
No. So, a lot of people are like, oh my god, Doechii did it. Because she had a, like I said, she had a background check. Because she was very active during her thing, so she had, like, stuff in the background in case she, like, missed a note. But, she was, like, she went on Twitter and she responded to one of the messages. It was Twitter or TikTok. And then she was, like, I don't know which one of you guys are saying I lip-synced. I did not work for, like, 2 weeks on this performance of being accused of being lip-syncing. It was, like, she's just yelling at everyone. She's, like, you can hear... when my hair is touching the microphone, I am not lip syncing. It was
so
funny.
That's so funny. I mean, she's kind of spinning facts, though. Why would she set up that whole thing just to end
and then
up,
just
like,
waste it? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even getting another person being like the therapist person in her song. Like, why go through all that effort just to lip sync the whole thing? That makes no sense.
Yeah. Because she put on a hell of a performance. I think she had the best performance of the night.
That was really good. I know, I think I also watched Billie Eilish's performance. And that was fun, too.
Yeah.
Was that from her newest album?
Yeah, Birds of a Feather.
Okay.
And then, besides that, Sabrina Carpenter, I felt like she had a fine performance. I don't know if you saw it.
I know there were gags in the beginning of it, right?
Where she was walking down the stairs. And,
yeah.
Chapel Roan. It was Chapel Roan. It was good.
Yeah.
I expected more, but I feel like the pink pony was really funny.
Did you see the sad eyes she was giving Trevor Noah, though, when he was telling, like, his boomer jokes?
No. I saw Doechii roll her eyes when he made the...
Both of them were just, like, either rolling their eyes or, like, just giving the death stare, because... Dude, these hosts are so washed. It's like when they had Jimmy Kimmel for the Oscars.
Oh, my God.
They need to get actual funny people and not...
Well... Do you know who's doing the Oscars this year?
No.
It's Conan O'Brien.
Oh!
And I think Conan O'Brien is actually funny.
That's a W. That Conan O'Brien is maybe like the only host I respect. Late night host. So, that's amazing. Didn't John Mulaney...
No.
But people want John Mulaney, right?
I think John Mulaney would be a great host. He was really funny last year when he presented.
Yeah. Yeah, they need to stop getting Jimmy Kimmel.
I think Jimmy Kimmel's hosted it the most.
But back to the Grammys. Can we talk about, like, the costumes real quick? Cause, was it Jaden Smith?
Oh my god, that the house.
What was even going on there? Like,
I have no idea.
What? Do they choose these themselves, or do they have, like, someone... Is it, like, their manager or something that chooses for
them? It's definitely, like, a stylist, but, they get to choose, like, what kind of thing they do.
Yeah. I mean, is it just, like, a thing in general for the Grammys, like, to go completely wild with your...
No, I think that's just a Jaden Smith thing.
Okay.
And Kanye West.
Oh my god. You saw the Kanye West thing, right?
Yeah.
Very... dude.
Very peculiar.
We need graduation Kanye back, bro.
Yeah, I don't think he exists anymore.
Yeah. Was there anything else? Noteworthy at the Grammys? I mean, I know Kendrick Lamar won, like, five for five, Not Like Us Alone, right?
Yeah, he won 5 Grammys for Not Like Us Alone. Doechii won Best Rap Album. Chapel Run won Best New Artist. And that's basically it. I think those are all the rewards. And Cowboy Carter won Album of the Year.
Oh, my God.
I don't agree with. But
from Beyonce, right?
Yeah.
I saw Billie Eilish crying. I don't know if you saw the video of when...
I didn't.
When that album got announced, like, it was the winner, Billie Eilish was crying, and people suspect it's because she kind of expected her album to win, but... I mean, hasn't Beyonce... I don't know. I don't want to say she's washed, but, like... I feel like there's so many better albums than... I haven't listened to it, granted. I've only listened to one song from it. But, really? Is that really the best one of the year? I don't know.
I just think that Hit Me Hard and Soft should have won Album of the Year. I think I probably like The Rise and Fall of a Midwestern Princess more. But I just feel like Hit Me Hard and Soft was, like, just, like, overall... like, should have been Album of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't listened to Cowboy Carter. I don't like Texas Hold'em. It's the only song on the album that I know. And, so, maybe I should actually listen to it before saying this, but I just think Hit Me Hard and Soft should have won. But other than that, I think every award went to who it was supposed to go to, besides...
Agreed, and I'm very happy, especially for Doechii and Chappelle.
Oh, Doechii and Kendrick and Chappelle,
and Kendrick, yeah, duh.
And Kendrick, yeah. Alright, so, let's talk about the Oscars.
Oh my god.
We, touched on them in the first episode.
But to explain a little bit, I know, like, not next to nothing, like, I've obviously watched movies before, but I'm not, like, a really big movie guy, while I'd say you, Thomas, on the other hand,
I am really. A movie guy, yeah. Yeah, so, of the Best Picture nominees, I really haven't watched any of them, but in the last episode, I said that I think, Amelia Perez would get 3 3 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you know about the drama that has been happening with Amelia Perez, and not the fact that it's a bad movie being nominated.
Oh, because I was going to say, that drama I do know of, but...
Yeah, but, so, the lead actress for Amelia Perez, I don't know her name, give me a second. Carla Sofia Gascon, she's a trans woman. She's the first trans woman nominated for Best Actress.
Okay, that's...
Hold your thoughts. She was recently exposed for saying very racist shit on Twitter.
of course.
2020, and I'm not going to read any of the tweets. But
yeah, you know, we want to keep this video monetized.
But there was one where she basically just called, I don't remember if it was the Emmys or the Oscars in 2020, but she called, like, a walking, like, commercial for colored people or something like that.
Wow. What yeah. a...
So, I could be wrong. She said something along those lines. And basically, it all came out. And there's also been some speculation about the use of AI in the film.
Of course. Like, with... this isn't even surprising.
Yes. So, I think I might have to resend that it doesn't win anything, considering so much drama that I don't think it will win anything.
So, you think that the drama will actually stop them from winning?
Yes. Oh, definitely. It is, like...
despite it being probably the biggest Oscar, like, piggy bank. Not piggy bank, but, like, the Oscar child, like, obviously just made it to win. You think it'll all be for nothing now?
I honestly think it will. Because, the Oscars have been doing this lately, where they'll have people, when they present the best actor, best actress, best supporting, best whatever, they'll have five previous winners come out, and one of them will say something about one person that's nominated, and then they'll go, all five of them, and then they'll say who won. They've been doing it for like the past 2 years, and they said they were going to do it again, and then all of this stuff came out about her, and so the Oscars have now made a statement saying they're not doing it this year because they don't want anybody to say anything nice about the performance because of how much drama she stirred around for everything she said on Twitter.
That's insane.
It's insane.
So I guess your new prediction is that they're not gonna win anything now.
No, I'm going to stick with my prediction of they win three things. I don't know what three things is going to be, but I feel like I actually have higher odds now.
What's sad is that you could still be right, because
yeah.
The Oscars is such a... I don't want to call it a complete sham, because there have been movies that like completely deserve it, but there's also movies that should just like... not be there at all. So, and since I don't really know the history of has the Oscars always been like controversial? Like, has it always from the beginning been seen as like a corporate show in a way, or like
not? Well, the Oscars have always been a corporate show, but like,
not I mean, it's similar with the Grammys, no?
Yeah, but like
yeah.
The Oscars have been, like, known to, like... the way it works is that, like, to get, like, inducted into, like, the Oscars, like, voting thing, you would have to, like, win an Oscar. So, like, every year, they add, like, 10 people inside or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, that's why, like, all these actor movies were winning, because they would always induct 4 actors and, like, only one... director. So like a good directing movie wouldn't win Best Picture because there was only one director to the 4 actors.
Yeah.
But then there was this movement called the Oscar So White movement, which happened like 2016, around there, I wanna say. Where basically like they wanted the Oscars to be more inclusive. And so the Oscars responded to that by making more adding more foreign people to the Academy.
That sounds good.
However, this then led to movies like Emilia Perez to be nominated.
God damn it.
Because people were the foreign people are now nominating foreign movies, and they just heard that a popular French filmmaker is making a
no other foreign movie, huh?
Well, Parasite won Best Picture in 2019, so.
But, yeah, I mean, like, did they really have to choose Emilia Perez?
Well, the filmmaker is very big in France, so...
Really?
Yes. So they saw that and we're like, well, we're nominating Emilia Perez because we like the filmmaker.
Well, you know, maybe it was the this was like the first quote unquote musical he ever directed. And didn't he like straight up admit that he didn't do like a lot of research or something like that? He was just like, oh, I think I already know like a decent amount, so I don't need to.
Yeah, it was, it's insane.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that, like, he didn't research it at all. And he thought that would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one of our friends watched the movie, and his reaction tells me everything I need to know.
Hated it.
You know who you are, bro. Yeah.
You're not listening to this right now, but if you are... he hated it.
Moving on.
The big Oscar drama.
Yeah.
Other than that, something else that happened about the Oscars. Right now, the front runner for best actor is Adrian Brody in The Brutalist.
I have no idea who that is, and I've Adrian not Brody. Seen that movie.
Do you know the 2010 Predators movie?
By now I've seen Dead Meat videos on.
Yeah,
them.
He's the main guy in that. So just
okay, like, okay.
I think he's won an Oscar before, so I think this would be his second time. But
did he also say something racist?
I'm getting there. He's in a film called The Brutalist. Mm-hmm. The Brutalist. Is also being accused of using AI thing.
Oh yeah. I just want to clarify something. For AI in Emilia Perez, I'm guessing like the writing or like the song.
No, it was the accents.
The accents?
Yeah. No, because that's what it is for The Brutalist. The Brutalist was using AI for accents. And like I don't understand it. It's
what, out of all the ways to use AI for accents, you would think it would be like the writing, or I don't know if there's like any effects or whatever, but for accents, bro, they can't just hire like whatever.
Yeah, it's whatever. No, there were vocal coaches involved. That's like this whole thing. I don't completely understand it, but the another person nominated for best actor is Timothy Chalamet for A Complete Unknown. And I don't think he's won an award as Bob Dylan yet, but he's playing Bob Dylan, and he's going for the Oscar. He's trying very hard. He's doing this press circuit of going around. He's been on YouTube shows. He went on the Brittany Broski show. I don't know if you know what that is. But
no.
Brittany Broski is a huge influencer, and he was on her show for some reason.
Okay.
To cap off the tour that like he did, he went on SNL. Timothy Chalamet went on SNL, and he was the host and musical guest, which is very uncommon for an actor to do. Usually there's a separate musical guest.
Mm-hmm.
But Timothy Chalamet said, no, I'm going to perform as the musical guest, I'm going to do Bob Dylan's songs. And so he does it. And a big joke at the time was that he was doing this for the Oscar buzz, as everybody knew.
Yeah.
But Adrian Brody couldn't respond by going on SNL. And the reason that Adrian Brody couldn't go on SNL is because he's banned from performing there.
What?
Adrian Brody, in 2003, was the host. And he was I don't know if you've ever seen SNL, but the host always introduces musical guests.
No, yeah. I know how it works. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Adrian Brody was introducing Sean Paul. Now, Sean Paul is a Jamaican singer.
I know who he's the guy who sang, like, the Temperature song or whatever.
I don't know, but he's a Jamaican singer. So Adrian Brody thought it would be funny to put on dreadlocks and introduce him in a Jamaican accent.
Oh my god.
So there's this
And they allowed this?
They allowed it. It was 2003. But afterwards they got so much flack for it that they banned Adrian Brody from the show.
You can't see it right now, but I'm doing like the biggest face palm. Like that's oh my god.
which is like it's very niche that people know about this. Like it's not that like a lot of people know about it, but not everybody knows about this. But SNL's 50th anniversary was the other day. And one of the funniest sketches was they did an in memoriam of all of the bad, poorly aged bits that they did on the show. And like the third one was Adrian Brody doing, they just showed the clip of Adrian Brody. And then like I saw like one tweet where I was like, who on SNL really wants Timothée Chalamet to win this Oscar? Because they're just trying to like ruin Adrian Brody's career by replaying that clip.
Damn. So that's like the whole thing surrounding him, I guess, in the list.
I don't think it will honestly affect. I think he still will win.
I don't see how that would affect it. Like
it's so funny that like there were the like Timothée Chalamet was able to like do it for his Oscar run. And then like Adrian Brody is not only banned but gets shown doing the thing that got him banned.
That's insane, but very funny.
No, it was so... Because, like, SNL is very, like, has a lot of controversy around some old bits. And, like, you'd expect them to hide away from it, but they showed everything. Like...
Especially on the 50th anniversary, which a lot of people are probably watching.
Yeah, they, like, they showed Chevy Chase calling someone the N-word on the show.
Oh my god.
It was the first season, and, the comic. What's the name of the guy in the epic rap battle of history?
The name?
Yeah, George Carlin versus...
Shit, I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember his name.
He's the one that's like, my grandma ran the brothel, but nothing worse than your haircut debacle. Whatever, that guy. He was hosting, and then Chevy Chase and him were doing a word association game, but it just turned into Chevy Chase saying mean stuff about him, and then him responding with, worse stuff. And then it just kept escalating until Chevy Chase said the N-word. And that was humor back in 1975. But the fact that they showed it on air, they blurred it. I mean, like, censored it. But, like...
At least they did that.
It's so funny that they showed it.
Richard Pryor!
That's his name. Yeah, it was Chevy Chase and Richard Pryor.
Damn. Isn't Chevy Chase, like, a known asshole?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, because didn't he have beef with the community?
He had beef with everybody. He hated Dan
basically,
Harmon.
Right? It's so funny because he hated acting, but still, like, oh, at least it feels like he hated acting, considering he basically had beef with every director. But yeah, he still did it. That is, I don't know what's going on with that guy.
He's an interesting person.
Does he still act? Or is he, like, has he stopped now?
I haven't seen him in anything.
So either he fell off or he just stopped.
No, he definitely fell off, but, like...
Damn. So is that, like, all the Oscars drama?
All that I can think of at the moment.
Oh, that's, like, relevant.
Relevant. Yeah.
So do you think the rest of you... I don't remember... Your other predictions.
I said The Wild Robot would win Best Animated Feature.
Like, true.
I stand by.
Yeah.
And then, what did I say? I said something would win Best Picture, right?
You did, but I...
What did I say?
My memory is awful.
I think I said a complete unknown. I may be wrong, but
well,
no, I'm standing by it. I don't.
You're standing by all your predictions. That's what matters for you.
Yeah. I'm not changing.
So, I guess once again we'll find out in a month. No, less than a month.
Less than a month, like yeah. Wow. So, all right. Before we segue to the next thing, I would like to say, we said it so late in the first episode, we need to say it earlier here. Be sure to like and subscribe.
Leave a comment. Yeah.
Follow the Twitter. We have a Twitter.
We really got to say this in the beginning.
We really do. But,
better late than never.
I was watching back the first episode, and I was like, if we waited, like, 5 minutes before the end
of the
But speaking of the first episode, it's been a week since we published it. It's been a month since we first recorded.
Yeah.
No, so, it's been a week. It hasn't even actually been a week yet. It'll be a week in 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. But we recorded it a month ago, basically.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah, we waited a while.
Yeah, I guess, we were like...
We took a while for me to edit it.
Yeah, because your college hates you.
Yeah, so, okay. So I don't pay for Premiere Pro because I don't want to give Adobe money. But my school pays for it. And they waited like 3 weeks to give me access to my account. And I don't know why. But,
And then, didn't you do it all, at home first, but then everything was just messed up, or something like that?
I did it on this free editing software, and I was doing it, I was editing it, and then I tried to export it, and then the export said, buy our premium version, or export can only be a minute long, and I'm like, I'm not going to export this, like, 100 times just to get a full podcast episode. Like, that's so stupid.
That's, when you said that, when you told me that, I was like, oh my god. How long did it take you the first time?
Oh, the first time, it didn't take me that long, because I was just getting, like, the general, like, just,
you
like,
wanted to
timeline.
Get a feel for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, when I actually had to do it, it was easy because I could just look at the timestamps of the
first edit.
So it wasn't that long, but yeah.
Yeah, I've always thought editing like was a very grueling process, but I know it can be very fun if...
Oh, it definitely can. It's not grueling. It can be grueling, but...
So, you edited the first episode?
Yeah, I edited it. I think it turned out good.
I do as well.
Enjoying
the thumbnail was fun. Sorry.
Yeah, the thumbnail was really came out really well. I tried to get custom music made for the intros and outros. I don't know if we'll have it by episode 2, but we should be getting it soon.
Hey, as long as we get it, you know.
Yeah. Then...
And I think the music you chose is perfect.
I just chose copyright-free music.
Yeah.
But I feel like it worked really well.
And now, hopefully the process shouldn't take as long, because now we kind of know what we're doing.
We have it. I have a template set up, so I can...
I mean, also doing that, we were still setting, like, all the other social... Like, we were setting up the Twitter.
We were setting up the Twitter.
That YouTube banner, man.
Oh my god. The YouTube banner is so annoying. If I get a comment that the YouTube banner on the TV looks dumb, I don't care. I'm making it look dumb so that I can look good on the mobile.
For those who don't know, YouTube does it so stupidly because it has it set to free. It shows you what's going to look like on the phone, then how it's going to look like on a laptop or desktop, then how it looks on the TV. But it can only be one. It's not like you can.
It's only one image.
Exactly. So You have to make it where it's able to show on, which is so stupid. Why can you not make it multiple images where you can, like, adjust to your choosing for each device? That is insane. So, yeah, if you're watching on the TV and you see the banner, I'm sorry, bro. Either cry about it or accept it, because it's staying like that.
Yeah, so. But I think it's really good. And we just have 19 more episodes to go until we're 21.
Yes, so, and going on that first episode, we were talking about resolutions, right?
Yeah.
Have you, like, followed up or started following them a little bit or not really?
Well, yes and no. The first one that I'll say is I have not read a book at all. I read one chapter of the graphic novel Between Then and Now.
Hey, that's one more chapter than I have.
The other one, though, I have still not eaten Wendy's this year.
Hey, that's good. That's good. And
it's becoming really tempting to eat Wendy's. Because, like, yesterday, my mom was like, hey, I'm going to stop and get Wendy's. Do you want any? I was like, does it have to be Wendy's? And she was like, no. And I was like, okay. And then she was like, do you want Arby's instead? And I was like, in my head, I'm like, for this revolution, do I really have to be trading Arby's for Wendy's?
Like, Arby's becomes the new Wendy's.
No, but, like, it's not because Arby's is coming to new Wendy's. It's just because I would rather have Wendy's than Arby's. Like, I hate how Arby's is becoming, like, the response. And then I get home from work, and then my sister is like, oh, I had Wendy's. There's some in the fridge if you want any. And
oh,
I was like,
my God.
I can't eat it. I can't eat it. Because she's come into my room, and she's like, I have Wendy's fries for you. And I'm like, I can't eat it.
Not even the fries. Those golden crispy Wendy fries.
The Baconator. I haven't had a Baconator fries in so long.
But if she got you the cheesy, yeah, the Baconator fries.
Oh, my God. I don't think I'm making it to 2026.
How long has it been now? Like, has it been a month? Since
It's been more than a month. It's been since last year. I haven't had it at all.
Damn. See, I feel like you have to keep it going. You've made it so far.
Yeah, but at the
already.
Same time, I really don't want to keep it going.
Well, that's up to you. I mean, at least you're obviously, like, benefiting from this because less junk food. But
yeah, that's true.
So, I guess, is that, like, your updates in general?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. So, for me, when it comes to books, actually going out of, like, my way to read a book? Hell no. But I've actually been enjoying the book I've been, well, I have to read for one of my English classes. But it's actually been a good read. It's by Ernest Hemingway, who, if you don't know, is a... was a very big misogynist. So,
he was, yes.
But the book is so interesting because he paints one of the only women characters in the story a villain, but there seems to be like some sort of like homosexual like secret relationship between two of the main male characters, which. Which might sound crazy, but if you know a bit of his history, it wouldn't be too surprising because apparently when he was growing up, his mother would dress him up in a lot of like, quote unquote, womanly clothing. So, and he grew up very confused about his gender and not knowing at the time what it meant to be like a quote unquote man. So that probably. It's probably either, like, his unconscious or something that is somehow making these two, like, male characters. It's not, like, outright, like, oh, I love you, so-and-so.
Yeah, but like...
There's something there, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's actually... It's cool getting to read that and, like, noticing those little moments. But besides that, it's a good read. Would I recommend it? I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, if you're forced to read it, it's a good read, I think. I think I said something about the gym, I believe, where yes, I wanted to hit it more. Well, ever since that episode, I've been hitting the gym weekly.
And let's go!
So many more times, too. Now it's like 3 to 4 times a week, when before I would only do 1 to 2 times. So, damn. And, yeah. So, I'm very happy with myself. I can kind of see, like, my chest forming a bit. And, like, I'm also able to, like, go up gradually in weights. So, like, I noticed when I was benching, actually today, that I was able to go up, like, 5 or 10 pounds, which was crazy for me. So, yeah, that's very hype. I'm very happy and following through with that.
I would be going to the gym, but for the past, like, week, I've been addicted to playing Hollow Knight.
Oh, yeah, dude!
I have so much work for school that needs to be done.
I mean,
play Hollow Knight for like 72 hours.
Look, your Hollow Knight is getting the gains in, bro.
I've just been really enjoying the game, and
Hollow Knight is such a great game. So I'm very happy.
It really is.
That you're enjoying it. Have you played a Metroidvania before?
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Hollow Knight is kind of, I wouldn't say insanely difficult for Metroidvania to go into, but it can be confusing. So
I feel like the hardest boss I've fought was the worm monster, and apparently it's like really easy to like beat, but I was just really just not in the right mindset, and I was getting so pissed off. And then I had two of our friends in the voice channel with me, and one of them is like really good at Hollow Knight, the other one has allegedly played it like a while ago,
and allegedly
no proof, but they allegedly played it, and then like I just kept dying, and they're like, this boss is so easy, like how have you not beat this boss yet, like, and then like who was like really good at it would be like, oh, you have to use your spells there. And then the next time I died like while using my spells, my other friend would be like, why didn't you use your spells? Like, you need to use your spells there. And I'm like, I'm trying. And I got so pissed off. And then I eventually beat him.
Was this one boss in the Colosseum?
It was in the waterways. It was
The one that summons the little.
Yeah. The ones that gets the little ones.
And oh, they kept, I mean,
coming at you, and I.
That boss is on the easier side, in my opinion. But
no, it's a very easy boss. It's apparently one of the easiest bosses in the game. But I just kept dying to the worms. And I hated the trek back. It was so annoying.
Could you not keep pogoing on top? Oh.
No, because then just more will come if you keep pogoing at the top. Eventually, it was fine. And then, like, after that, I did, like, the first Dreamer, and I beat the boss on the second try. And then, like...
Amazing.
And then I went to the second Dreamer, which was, like, apparently one of the hardest bosses.
Yeah,
to fight.
One of the Dreamers suck ass.
It was the one where it was, like, six... I forget what it's called, but, like, the six knights.
I think... Don't they summon spears to throw at you or something like that?
But there's two at a time, and it's, like, really hard, apparently. But I
did Yes.
I did it on, like, my fifth try. And then
damn.
I did... what's the nightmare guy's called?
Oh, my God. Grim?
Grim. I beat Grim on, like... my seventh try or something.
No, what?
But, bro. Like, I beat Grim so like early on compared to to this worm that I just struggled with.
How
so
could you
much.
Not beat the worm in such little time, but Grimmer took you only seven?
Well, okay.
Dude.
Okay, it's not Nightmare Grimm. I haven't beat Nightmare Grimm yet, but just the normal.
No, but still, normal Grimm is so difficult. It's such a rise in difficulty from a lot of the base bosses.
And then, so what's the name of the boss that like you follow, like your character down like the dark place, and then like.
Oh, it's like an imposter.
Yeah.
Nosk. I believe.
Nosk, yeah. I beat Nosk in, like, I think 5 attempts. It was, like... And apparently, like, that's really hard.
I don't remember the boss. I think it's... I don't know if it's hard, more so just annoying. Because it keeps, like, randomly hopping.
Oh, it was very annoying.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, it would just crawl back and forth. But, I know you have nightmares about the Colosseum. That
no, okay. I was struggling with it. However, I did beat it by myself. I did beat it eventually. I was in VC with my friends, and then they tried beating it, and then they couldn't beat it. And so I was like, this makes me feel better about myself.
That's true.
They're also struggling. Because I was told that it was going to be fun. And I was like, this isn't fun. It's just waiting around 8 minutes and then dying. When, like, you're on the walls and there's spikes on the floor. And
yeah, I don't like the spikes on the floor. That's cringe. Once it gets to that part, I'm like, okay, this is stupid. Because it kind of depends on RNG as well, based on, like, where the enemies will bounce around on the map and stuff like that. But, I like the Colosseum, but as you said, I think it's just too long.
It is.
So, when you die, you have to restart the whole thing, which means waiting. And I hate the spawn doors. I remember the spawning of the enemies the first time would destroy my health so many times.
Yeah,
but you beat it. So
I'm having a lot of fun. I did the normal ending. I'm apparently going for 112%.
Good luck on the Pantheons.
I've been told.
Yeah,
they were like, well, if you're not having fun with the Colosseum, then you're not gonna have fun at the Pantheons. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Like I, you think I'm excited for the Pantheons? No,
yeah,
I'm not.
I will say, besides the fourth Pantheon, I think the Pantheons, not saying they're fun, but they're a lot more manageable because it's basically just a boss rush, and at least for me personally, I like that more than having to go through so many waiting periods of like enemies spawning in and just like,
yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also practice against the bosses in, whenever you get to it, you can practice against them. So, that's good as well.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm glad you're having a great time with the game.
Oh, I am. Have you been playing any games lately?
Recently, Resident Evil 2.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very fun horror game. It makes me definitely want to check out the rest of the series. I'm also playing on, like, assisted mode, which is kind of, like, shooting for babies. Yeah.
But
I'd rather have a fun time than go through normal mode and just be miserable all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And I do plan to beat it on normal, maybe even a harder difficulty after I beat it once, because the combat's very fun. So, and I think that's literally all I've been playing.
Huh?
And also, I just haven't had as much time to play recently.
Yeah,
so.
School, it's a lot.
It's fun. Oh yeah, didn't you recently you found an old DS, right?
I did. Oh my god, I forgot about this. So, my mom's going through electronics, The other day, she was trying to put chargers together with like electronics, and then like she was like, and I see like a DS there, and I'm like, why is my 3DS out? And then I look at it, and it's a DS Lite, and I've never owned a DS Lite, and no one in my family has ever owned a DS Lite, so I was like, why is there a DS Lite here? And so I took it, and then I pulled out my charger to like charge it, because it was a DS, and there was a DS game, but the image was like scraped out, so like it was like impossible to like see what game it was. And then I was like, okay, I'll charge it. And then I tried plugging it into my 3DS charger, but apparently the DS Lite is a different charger than the 3DS.
That makes sense, but also doesn't.
It's stupid. But apparently, like the only the DS and DS Lite are different, cause like, my sister has a DSi, and it's the same charger. But I'm like, okay. And so then I charged my 3DS so I could see what game it was, and then I plugged it in, and then I saw it was Pokemon, Diamond.
And then you saw a mysterious save file.
I opened it up, and because I was like, whose save file is this? And then it says, and then it just says name, Doug. And I'm like, I
Who
don't
the
know a
hell is
Doug.
Doug?
I was like, where the frick did I get this from? And who the hell is Doug? And so I look at his thing. It says like Pokedex 39 and gym badges 2. And so I'm like, it was weird. It was like, why is there two gym badges but you have 39 Pokemon? So I was like, maybe it's like my sister's DS and like she doesn't know she has it or something, and like she
Well, why would
collected a
she
lot of
name
Pokemon.
herself Doug?
I don't know. So I check, and then I open up the game. And then I check the I spawn in the trading portion of a Pokemon Center. Like, I come out of the exit of the trading section. I'm like, that's weird. But I go to the PC to see what Pokemon Doug has, and in the po in the PC there's only two Pokemon, and both of them are Kranidoses. Like, there's just two Kranidoses. And they both
So,
want.
he didn't like
It's.
get that far into the game, right?
No, it's only two badges in. He's not that far. But there's two Kranidoses. One is named Arnold, and the other one is named something else. I forgot what the other one is named. But it was just this random three. This random Kranidoses. And then I'm like, okay. But where's the other Pokemon? And then I search every other box and there's none. And then I open up the party to see like what Pokemon I have in the party. And there's six Pokemon. There's an Umbreon, there's an Espeon, there's a Jolteon, there's a Flareon, there's a Vaporeon, and then there's a Glaceon. There are like six just Eevees just in my party. And then I'm like, why? So like I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I don't know where you get Eevee in this game, but like my assumption is that these are fake, like these are hacked in. And then I check the Jolteon, and it's a shiny Jolteon. I'm like, okay, it's a shiny Jolteon. And
And
I'm like, this.
I'm guessing you can't like get these so early on, right?
I don't know if you can. I've never played regular Diamond. But I don't think you can get these this early. And then I'm like, this is weird that like one of these is shiny, it's probably fake. And then I scroll down, and then the Vaporeon is also a shiny. So I'm like, okay, this is definitely a hacked. And I think the Vaporeon was named like Burned or something. Like it sounded like it was hacked in. And it was just so odd to me. And so the first thing I do is I run to my mom and I'm like, do we know a Doug? And she's like, yeah. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, who? And she was like, the kid your nana used to babysit. And I was like, oh. And then it clicked in place. I got the DS from my nana's attic when we were cleaning it out. And I saw it and I took it home just to play with it. And my nana used to take care of this kid until he went off to college because his parents were out of the picture. And it must have been his 3DS or his DSi. And these are definitely hacked Pokemon. Because I looked at the time. Oh, wait, never mind. I was going to say I looked at the time. Wait, no. Never mind. Scratch that. I looked at the time the event. It said adventure started. And then it said January 20th, 1999.
And oh, my God.
For the journey to be started in 1999, the game came out in 2007. So
that's just...
they definitely changed their system settings to do something. So yeah. They definitely were just messing around.
But that's so cool, though. You have a hacked DS, I guess, or game.
It's not a hacked DS. It's probably just they somehow hacked in a thing. Which, like, it's very easy to do, I think. Like, even I have, like, an application on my computer to hack in Pokemon. I don't do it. I'm such a nerd, but I do it to check the stats of Pokemon on ROMs so that, like, I can tell if they're good or not. And I can put them in a battle calculator, which is really stupid. But you were saying?
No, that's just, like, a really neat little historic just discovery that
it's weird.
Are you gonna do you plan on keeping like the save file or are you gonna
I was told my friend said that I should put them into Pokemon Home, which I don't have a Pokemon Home, which I probably should get one, but they said I should put it on Pokemon Home, but I have collector's anxiety. It's, like, really hard for me to, like, get rid of stuff. And, like, the thought of, like, taking Pokemon from one game and not being able to put it back there, it scares me so much.
Understandable.
Like, I have this problem, like, deleting files off my computer. I need to make sure that the files are elsewhere. Because, like, I had so much, like, stuff on my computer, and I sent every video I took on, like, a Discord clip. I sent every single one of them to my alt account on Discord and deleted them off my computer for space. But I did not want to lose them, so I just sent them to my alt.
I mean, that's fair. You always want to keep, like, I guess every single little bit of history, right?
Yeah, which is why I'm doing that.
No, let's just hope you never lose that alt account.
Oh, no, that's fine.
So, I mean, yeah, very, very cool. The fact that your mom just found a random DS.
It's the fact I forgot about it after stealing it from my nana's house. I didn't steal it, because she was getting rid of everything up there. But
yeah. Like, doesn't it make you wonder, like... what else could be hitting in your house that you just don't remember?
I lost 4 Switch cartridges, 4 games, and I lost them like 5 years, not even 5, like 7 years ago now, and they still have never turned up, and I don't know where I lost them. But like, I imagine just like it at, like, my grandma's house or something, and, like, she finds it, and she's like, what is this? And then I'm like, I lost this 7 years ago. I'm really lucky. The games, were you about to ask?
Yeah.
I lost Breath of the Wild, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Rocket League,
and... one of those were not a loss.
What was the other one I lost? I lost something else.
Wasn't it Odyssey?
No, I kept Odyssey.
Splatoon?
Yes, Splatoon 2.
Damn.
But, Rocket League became free on Switch eventually when Epic Games bought it.
So yeah. Get it back. So
I was like okay with losing Mario Kart 8 because like nobody played it, and then like for some reason, like
for some reason,
like one summer, everybody just decided let's play Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, and I'm like, fuck.
Hey, look. For some reason, Nintendo decided a couple years later, hey, let's create a booster course pass.
Okay, it was before the booster course that we were doing. But everyone was like, let's play Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. So,
that
was like this summer after I got my job. So I was like, I have money now. I might as well pay for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. And so I had to rebuy it. And then like, even earlier than that, people were like, oh my god, let's play Splatoon 2 again. And so, I then had to buy Splatoon 2 again.
No, wait.
I was really enjoying Splatoon 2, so I was like, why not buy the Octo expansion?
Did you ever beat it?
I made the joke that I bought the same game 3 times. And then, of course, Splatoon 3 had to be announced, like, 2 months after I bought Splatoon 2 again.
Oh, my God.
And so then I bought Splatoon 3, so I bought the same game, like, 5 times.
Amazing.
And then you can check my Switch count, or my Switch error count. I played Splatoon 3 for all of 5 hours, and then I stopped playing it.
A very worthy investment.
But I know if I lose it, then people are just going to come and be like, let's play Splatoon 3. Splatoon 3 is fun. So, yeah.
And I mean, you do own Breath of the Wild. In a way.
I did not buy Breath of the Wild, but I do own it right now.
Let's just hope the person you owe this to isn't watching right now. But
he said I could borrow it, and he has not asked for it back. Well, he has asked for it back, but I'm not giving it back. I don't even play the game anymore. I just wanted to beat the game. I was going to 100% it, but it's a lot to 100% that game.
I mean, you just got to be careful of the $100 interest.
There's no... He sent me the Venmo request. It was $120, and there's no way I pay $120 for a game that I do not own.
Well, I think that wraps everything up. Basically, yeah. Super Bowl was a blast. The Grammys was a blast. Good. Oscars,
Can't wait.
I don't know if it will be a blast, but that will be interesting. Hopefully, this episode can get 5 likes. If we can get 5 likes, Thomas will give every person $10 who subscribes.
No, I won't.
And I guess we'll just find out what happens next episode, because we are not kidding. We literally come up with these ideas like 5 minutes before we hit the record button.
That is true. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed watching.
Yeah. And tune in for next time. And then can you like do something similar like last time,
but my God,
the logo just like covers the whole screen, you know?
Sure, okay. Bye,
goodbye.